things are expensive.
Four and blah blah. Can I close this?
We don't have any changes, do we? So no.
Okay. There we go. Okay, here we are again. Detail design. Oh, come on. Well, forgot to insert the minutes, but it's about the same thing we discussed before. It opened anyway, I think. Other design. Anyway, we took rubber as a material last time. We also know that you've just been busy with it. Took the advanced chip to implement the advanced features. Well, we discussed the design. No sharp corners. We rounded it off, like you see on the other screen, which is fine. Apparently, we agreed that the color should be yellow and black. The yellow in the back because it's trendy. More trendy than black. Anyway, so. We agreed that we would implement both LCD and speech recognition. We'll get to that in a moment. There's some changes in the financials that led to some implications anyway. So like I said, we had no insight in finances, no prices, but we have them now. And it's bad. Anyway, we are prototype presentation. Well, first, you guys built the prototype, so. You could present that, but let's see what we have to do. No, just go ahead and present it. We'll scrap it later because
it's basically what we agreed upon, just a little bit more specified.
Is that much?
No.
I didn't expect any much. You just colored it.
Final design. Basically, into what we discussed, cover and buttons will be made of rubber, yellow color, black components, as you can see right over here.
Mm-hmm.
We chose a different type of color for the menu, a bit darker yellow, so that it really shows in this keypad. Mm-hmm. And if you put them on black, it's not really that good a contrast. So
I suppose the yellow is not printed on the rubber. It's part of the rubber, I suppose.
Probably, yeah.
I think that's more durable than printed onto.
And I guess it's more easier to just paint it on the rubber than to.
The integration story. Then.
Okay.
So we have, it's a bit round shaped. That's what we had. We chose the buttons to be teletext, OK button, favorite channel, and the mute.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what we chose there.
Okay.
If you have anything to add, please interrupt me.
This is just a description of what you see there. So
that's pretty much it.
Okay. That's my time to ruin everything. Well, not ruin everything, but
nah.
Finances. This is what we have here. What you drew. We have battery power. We have advanced chips and the sensor, sample sensor, and for speaker recognition anyway. So which is one of the most expensive parts. So, well, we have one curve, a design, rubber design, and we had a special color. Suppose yellow is a special color. So it's just half a euro. We got push buttons and an LCD display. Gives us a total of 17 euros in production cost, which is higher than the 12 and a half that we are permitted to use. So easy. What do we scrape? I was thinking about the best solution that I came up with, which is to take out the speech recognition.
I'd say that
because
too.
The LCD has more support on the customer side. or 91% of people, or something like that, about 90% who favor an LCD display, and only 60% that favor speech recognition. I think it's
And we don't
so
really
hard.
have a extra function with the speed tempo, which you can't do with a normal remote control, which people already do, so.
Which is true. So I took that out. So, and so I was still stuck with 13, so I had to take out the special color, I suppose. And yeah, I didn't see anything else I could take out. Yeah, I could take out the push buttons, but we need those. So, generally what I came up with, in order to become, to have production cost of 12.5 euros, scrape speech recognition and the separate covers can account for the, if people want, we'll just, then we'll just do it in black. We'll just deliver it in black, it has all the function that it's supposed to have, and if you want the custom design, then you can buy the separate covers. You
well
make it orange or whatever you want.
I disagree with you on that, because the trend issue was a big issue when we
was
started
a big
designing
issue,
this, so can't we just
Well, I'll just go back and let's just, let's see what
13.
Okay, let's just see what we, no, we have to be under 12 and a half. It's not,
okay,
presently no go if we go over 12 and a half.
Okay.
Sure.
But there's another button. If you take another cover, for instance black, then we also need another button frame, but black on black doesn't work, obviously.
I think you, that's what you were assigned to do, really, to see how both those work together.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, it's, I think it's one of the, it's a good way to help people to make, to keep product trendy too. Just keep, just make new covers for it, like we did before.
Okay.
And everything that's left is the basic function that we want our product to have, because the expensive parts are in the advanced chip, but we need that for the LCD
yeah.
display. Then again, we have the LCD display, which is also expensive, but yeah, but those go together. And yeah, we could take out the curve.
We'll say that's
we could
stronger.
Take out the curve, indeed.
We could take out the curve, is that an option?
Yes.
For you?
I think the color is more important than really the curve, because if you just end up with an entirely black remote control,
it does ruin it, but the fact that I took that decision, or took this example, actually not really a decision, but the example, is because we do offer the possibility of adding your own custom cover, so you can change them into any color you want. So it's just you deliver a basic remote control with the possibility to change it into whatever you want.
Can we not also change material? We take plastic for the basic color.
You can take plastic, but something that's sticking to my mind is that something that really came forward from the marketing research is that people like the squishy
spongy
feeling of
yeah.
the spongy feeling of the
we
and it really makes it also makes it different from the existing remote controls, which are all plastic. So which in turn rubber would increase durability because
okay.
it doesn't break.
But what do you then suggest we use? Because you have to do two things then.
Like I said, I lost the speech recognition and I lost a special color, which would make this
okay, and that's enough.
Like black and gray. Yeah, that's enough.
So black and gray is okay.
I guess those are the basic colors, so
which we can fabricate.
The
I think those
people
basic
want to pay for it, so
they
do we have to keep us
to ensure the profit? That's the order. We're the project team, and we got our orders from
yeah.
boss of our company, which say we don't
well,
want to spend more than $12.50 for this. But that's not our decision to take.
No,
we have a budget of $12.50 per product. So
we need to stick to that.
I don't think it's really bad either. I mean, if we have the backup of or the backup design thing,
I hope the people will like it.
To have, I think they would do. I think they do like it. We agreed upon that the cover thing was a nice idea, because you could have all sorts of designs while at the same time just manufacturing one product, one basic product, which you could turn into any taste you want. So I think it's the best solution to make those custom covers for the design aspect and keep the functionality between within the boundaries of your budget. So
also should be clear to our customer that we had to do this, to say on the customer that they know that this is an option and that we had to drop the option to stay under the cost, that they know that.
Well, I don't think, yeah.
Perhaps
is it worth
but they
it?
Don't
is it doesn't mean anything to the customer. Like, it, like
what?
We don't
have
care, we don't care that you have to.
No, but perhaps they think, okay, they covered such a nice idea, that's, then they make some more costs. We
True,
can at least
but
tell
yeah,
them
we
that
can get that. So
yeah.
I think it should either be a pack. Maybe this should be sold in stores with a standard cover or something.
No, I'm not talking about that customer, but the one that has given us the order to design this. You could at least make it like
I
this,
could, but
like you said, and then tell them, okay, we had to drop this and that, just let you know. It isn't still an option, but
it's
not
an option,
for this price.
Yeah, it's true. So actually, it's not that much of an increase, but yeah. We kind of contact them. It's just
exactly
the order that we got, so that's what we got to go with. So it's either once for just to get it through final, it's either turned into plastic, drop the squishy feel, make it more
yeah.
breakable, or turn it yellow. So it's something we have to decide on.
I'd say lose the curve.
So lose
color.
The curve. Oh, that's true. We can lose the curve. Yeah, I forgot that. Sorry. Not the curve. So.
So which curve is that? That's basically.
That's just
that
this one. Just the banana curve.
Yeah.
So
this
we
would
still
would
have
be
the
straight.
Comfort.
No. That would be a curve inside the thing, I guess. Now, with the banana, it would just be a straight remote, just like that. Which would. Yeah. Turn it into something far more ordinary. We could make it yellow.
I
but
second that.
You second that, you second we lose the curve.
No, that it would turn out to be a pretty straightforward remote control.
Okay.
So
yeah.
It's not really.
Mm. So I think it would be a good idea to keep the curve to separate from the rest of the remote control world, so to speak. So we keep the curve. So
I
the only solution is either to lose the yellow or lose the rubber. And I'm in favor of keeping the rubber because it has more advantages
right.
than the color yellow has.
I would say I would agree with you on the color because that's an extra option, an extra service we can deliver for a little bit more money. So
yeah, I guess people are willing to pay for that, so I think we can take that option just with the idea in the back of our head that you can customize your remote control. So I think that would still make it a nice product. Okay, we're final on that, so it's too bad we can't make the whole super thing, but anyways, we're here. Yeah.
So basically what we discussed.
This is discussed just now. That's just now. We just discussed how the project went. I mean, it was kind of
I sort of
expected that everything would turn out this way, but because, everything cannot be for free. We didn't. I think it was too bad we didn't have the financial info the last time.
Yeah.
That was, it was really essential to make because we spent an entire stage designing a product of which we had no idea what it would cost. So just doing something, I think it's really nothing struck with reality actually.
I felt a little blind throughout the project.
Yeah.
In the beginning I had no list of
materials.
Would
have been.
And then
materials
the
would be
available.
At least the last video would have expected him to have that. So,
let's see
if it sells. I mean, I suppose this sells because it's very, very extended.
Well, I hope
let's
it sells.
I suppose it sells because it's good.
Oh.
I mean, it's got everything for the reasonable price because we didn't know what it's going to cost. Anymore.
Let's evaluate the product of us, our design. I have some a method, requirements, and scale. I will present some statements, and we will decide together what if it's true or false. And then we see if the requirements of the user are fulfilled or not. And I will.
Make a new sheet.
Yeah.
So the buttons, the look and feel. I thought it was okay, but the advanced settings, screen, audio, and channel.
Which are basically accessible through the menu button.
I think that they're totally met. Because
the menu button.
We really took them for the.
Oh
they have
okay.
the feel they want. They have the simplicity they want.
Then it's all.
I think it's very, very well met. Either two or one.
True.
I think we we took that everything they want in consideration, so it could either be a 2 or a 1.
So,
one and a half.
Which is not an option.
Oh yeah,
it's supposed to create our own option.
Look and feel it everywhere, it's true.
Yeah.
So, in the next one, when it's lost,
perfect,
so you can find it
for deaf people. Yeah, it's, I don't think it's perfect, but we did everything possible to get it there. It's stuck in your couch, you can't see the light in there, you can't hear it.
Yeah,
I mean, we tried, so I think that's the other one.
And
definitely.
That's okay now. And the next one. How is that? We don't have a
manual,
yeah. But I
think
that's
the LCD
part of it, but
could be a little bit more difficult than a normal one.
Yeah.
But then again, it's for young people. So
yeah, the LCD tells a lot about
and it's pretty straightforward. You have
it's
a
pretty straightforward
navigation keys to navigate through the LCD menu.
Yeah.
So
it's a one? For the advanced
there was no
settings
issue on making manual actually.
No,
really
that's true.
I don't think it takes doesn't take time to learn.
It's
so little buttons, everything speaks for itself really. So I think that's we can
it's
a 2 or 1, I guess. Maybe it's a 2 because the LCD is a little new and there are some options hidden under the menu button, so I might make this a 2 instead of a 1, I guess.
And the LCD we have to see if learning. Okay. It's a little bit same. But it tells you or not
in a good way. I think so. I think it's perfect. Where it is, what it can do, is useful.
What are we displaying on the LCD screen? Just only the channels and or
in the menus?
What
things like brightness and those kind of things? Because we have no buttons for
that. Basically, menu options indeed.
Oh, in the LCD screen.
I mean, in the LCD screen, the small screen.
And for channel
display
selection,
I thought that people wanted previews on there.
Yeah,
I'm sure that's possible, because it requires quite a bit of bandwidth. I don't think it's possible right here. They didn't really define what should be used for.
Maybe a TV guide or something.
I think, for example, like TV guides, I think that's
that
you can transmit direct and everything. Just for extra information on your programs.
It must be clear.
But also things
like
forward menus, or how about preferences of your configuring your remote control for your favorite channel, for example, how you configure that. So that's to be done by your LCD display. I think it's good. No, maybe it's not a 1 because we're not using it perfectly. We didn't give it. I don't think we're discussing how we gave it enough thought, though.
Yeah.
I think we should just lower this. Maybe it's a 3. Could have used it more effectively, probably.
Yeah, indeed. So everybody's agree with from there.
We are using it, but
it's
not poorly used, but it's not efficiently used, I think. We could have even lost the selection button and done everything by LCD selection.
Yeah.
But now it's just extra, to illustrate it.
Yeah.
Extra feature, but okay.
3.
That's not really only an extra.
Nothing? That's
7.
7. And that's.
Can you talk
or
remote control? Well, we can't talk anymore.
Yeah.
So scrape that.
Or we could say neutral because we scratched the.
Just be a prick, but of course you can talk to your remote control just doing
that.
You can talk to
not with the speech recognition. All the trends and no colors anymore. So.
Well, we did take everything in consideration, of course. I think it's okay.
But the colors, we don't have special colors.
No, we don't have the colors.
But we took into consideration the fact that it's customizable.
But
we
don't have
edge product.
So
we don't have it. We do have it. It's just sold as a package. It's not part of basic product.
Changing colors is also trendy.
That's what I call trendy. I mean, the shape is trendy, the functions are trendy. It's just the colors that are not supporting the basic model. Because
yeah.
Yeah, it's just not affordable.
It's
maybe
not
we should go with a 2 then, because it's not perfect,
yeah.
Because we can't do it initially, but
it's possible that you have to gaster for the possibility of having a different color.
Two, right?
Yeah.
And then last one. And that's
overall
all.
Score.
Overall, it's
10, 16, 3.
Two,
so
2 points.
Something.
7 or something.
Six. 2 2/3.
2 2/3.
So we can say it's the product is it's okay.
It's okay, but mostly it's influenced by the fact that we didn't have enough resources to implement speech recognition. Because yeah, that gives you a 7, which is your average.
Yeah.
Without that, it would be like under 2. So I think even with this, it's reasonable.
Yeah, if we make it into a 4 as a neutral, because we didn't implement it, so we can't say that we that it's really not well implemented. We come out on an average of 2.18.
I think it's 2. It's okay.
Which is pretty good.
Yeah,
it's at least on the positive side, so
definitely.
We could definitely have done better if we had more resources, but
yeah, I think it's probably
I
do admit that we did miss a little, or didn't talk enough about the possibility that the LCD display, we could have used it more efficiently, we just didn't think of it that way.
Yeah, with scroll viewing.
So, like I said, changing channels, everything hidden in your LCD display. You just need the navigation buttons to do everything.
I think for this price, this is really reasonable.
I think we did very well.
Yeah.
If you look at this screen, we did quite well.
With an LCD screen?
Just looking for improvements, what you could have improved. So.
I think people really want speech recognition, then they must be prepared to pay more.
They should get kids. You stick them in TV and say, change the channel.
For this price, you cannot answer.
I don't think it's not affordable.
No.
So you should lose the LCD screen probably, but I don't think that's. The LCD screen is more worth than speech recognition.
It is more attractive.
Definitely. Okay. What was that?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the final product without the speakers.
I guess.
Let's see, what was left of the another one? Yeah, we evaluate the product. We're not.
General product exports.
Example. I thought we were pretty creative. When we created it, we took a whole new approach of making a changeable cover, for example, which I thought was pretty creative because it was never ever listed somewhere.
Very good channel.
Well. Anyways, leadership's up to you. I screwed up because I put the speech recognition into it, but that's not for me to decide.
I think we
did pretty well as teamwork, though. Because it was very hard to work with one another if you cannot communicate in the meantime. But when I got the input for the financial results, initially, of course, I wanted to contact you and say, look, this is, you're doing the wrong thing. You're wasting your time now because we're implementing stuff that we cannot afford.
Yeah.
So it would be better if there was more communication between.
Yeah.
What you would normally do, either call or email someone. So that was too bad. Was it possible here?
Let's same thing that I am doing, but I was using materials that I didn't have.
You didn't have or didn't know what they cost, or there was just too little information about what things actually cost and if you could use them. So that was a little unclear. So I think a smart one, smart one was pretty cool. I think especially for design issues, it's very easy just to give your thoughts a little.
Yeah.
It's easier to share it.
Although for actual design, I'd say
it's
the response time.
The response time is very bad.
Because
it's good to visualize everything, but I think the response time should. Could be a lot better.
The digital pen was definitely better to draw my ideas and to further elaborate on that. So.
Yeah, but there's also one problem with this, I noticed. You have to finish the page before.
No, you don't have to.
Oh.
No, yeah, I didn't check the finish button. But you should just fix it and you can copy it or whatever.
Okay, so.
Only if you check the notes or press done, then exports the word automatically. It's not necessary to check either one of those two.
Yeah,
but just
I
preview. You can just preview your page in the program.
Yeah, but I made three pages, and they were not finished. And when the third one was finished, I wanted to download it, and then it was not possible anymore. Because you have to close all pages, before going through.
Okay, before starting a new page.
Okay. You cannot work on more than one page at the same time. That's not possible.
Okay.
Finish it completely, then download it. That's not possible.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not very good.
Yeah, that's understandable. Okay. Any new ideas? Yeah, more communication between that's the thing I noticed is communication is very very important, because if you get new information, it's essential for the other teammates to know that as soon as possible, because you would avoid doing extra work, because you were doing extra work now working on the speech recognition implementation, both on the technical and on the design side. So I think that could have been better, but I think it's more of a setting here that you kind of communicate than somewhere else.
Yeah, it could also possibly be using a more real-time information base, so we can all see.
Yeah, I think so. And
less
spam, probably. I'm not sure you got spam as well. I get spam like every 2 minutes. There was another email about master classes or something, so which were totally useless. Actually, I thought I should probably look into them. They were all useless. And
I personally did not have that. That's probably your description. But I also did not really assume you had that as well. Is that we finished up the design and then we checked the website. And then there was just extra information.
After 5 minutes.
Yeah.
There was a little delay in that.
Yeah.
I didn't have any more information. It's just always the same here. So that's kind of a change, but not for me. So I had no extra information to go on than what you gave me. Actually, I couldn't do any research myself. I could have done a little extra work probably. Right? But I was busy enough anyway. So. Any new ideas found? What's that problem?
How much time do we have for this?
I have no clue.
It's like,
if the project is evaluated and it was within budget, we should celebrate.
Bring on the beer.
Champagne.
Okay, I think that's about it. I'm not sure what we should still do, though.
Let's see what. All your tasks are finished, right?
One thing we missed, though. We don't have a product name.
No.
How about you?
It's about a serial number. Sony DR something.
Think of a catchy name. I'll be the things until the beeps.
Food name or something like that. The banana remote or something.
You don't want it to resemble a banana.
Yeah, it's the fun.
It's
banana.
Not yellow. Because
it's not yellow.
It's not
yellow.
It is curved.
Yeah.
Well, I was going for the RC Deluxe, but it's not really a catchy name or anything. It's more.
No, it's
something with numbers. Numbers are so meaningless to me.
Something with our company name. Every year something on the website which will help us out.
Future RC. Step into your future for more control of your TV.
Is that a name or?
That's a catchy slogan.
Or
control your remote control.
The thing will be active.
I go future RC.
An option.
It makes me think of different products in a remote control, really. Not sure.
Now that's one option. Should I write the banana down or?
Sure.
Memories.
Triple R. Real reaction.
Remote.
Triple R.
RPC.
Do you mean it like?
RPC.
Yeah.
You mean it like this?
Yeah.
Real reaction. Remote control. RPC. Oh.
No, no, yeah. It should be longer because it's not a product manager. It's not a box.
Triple R.
Just write a triple,
triple
like a word, triple R. C. Triple, right.
Triple
dash
R-C.
R dash C.
Triple R C.
Dash C?
I think I like letters more.
Triple R or triple RC?
Like C right now or a dash and then a C?
How about do both? Sure would look stupid. I think that the RC together takes away the image of it's a triple. The first one looks like it's a triple remote control, but it's only a single remote control. And especially on a triple R, that's important. Real reaction remote.
Yeah.
I would lose the C. Just
triple
R. Triple RC
is not.
It sounds like thinking about two
triple
things and combining it. I would just say triple R. Triple R.
Yeah.
Oh, that's another option.
But also not sure it's a sketch.
Okay, so which one are we going to scratch? Definitely. I'd say this one as well.
Yeah.
I think we're all in agreement on triple R.
Triple R.
Triple R?
Triple R.
Triple R.
That's cool when you print it in font, that's pretty cool. I just like this. Just print triple R. Look that. It's short. It's okay.
Yeah.
So it's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye. See you in there. try? Is it okay with
Yeah,
you?
okay, I'll ask you when
I'll put it
I
back.
need the information for this.
Okay, it has been saying something, but I'll try to remember. Let's say express. Export as English. Okay, can I not put this? My document is the wrong one.
Yeah.
You cannot
Network license?
Smart.
No. It's maybe it's not on the network of REST.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't pick that one, no.
That's pretty. That means that we have to draw it again. Are you gonna do that?
Sure.
Sure.
Excuse me, gentlemen. You saved on a JPEG?
Yes.
That's enough, it's safe then. If you
Okay.
can export it to JPEG, then it's okay.
Okay.
It's safe on the project documents.
Okay.
You don't have to do anything else. And the meeting is over,
Yes, that's
do
Yeah.
I understand? Okay. And you can return to your rooms where the last final three questionnaires will be sent.
Okay.
Okay.